Tchwayange Shachlech from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this May 14th, 2026. And we have a subject today, and it's going to be on passion. And in the house with us today, we have our Lady Fayma from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and she's the production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. So we thank her for joining us live in the house with us. And we also have some special guests coming up with us later on in the show. We have Nbubiyashkin Shachlech from the Ntlakemch Nation, and also Tlukklukbachan Shachlech, also from the Ntlakemch Nation up in Gwaishkna. But they're both from California. And also we have...
Fantastic.
Yeah. We have our brother Wegedesk. He's Mi'kmaq from the East Coast, and he's a high diving champion of the world. And also we do have my brother Shkwait Shachlech coming in and joining us too on air.
Fantastic.
And, yes, and Charlotte will be with us too, I believe. Hopefully she'll be joining us too.
She is with us actually, but she's setting up with another...
For her show?
For her show and also for
Negotiator.
Our... Yes, for our own show. They're setting up, you know, on the streamline.
Oh, beautiful. All right, so we also have some music coming up for you guys too. One from Argentina, Mephistopheles, Aerosmith, and Wild 1950s Boogie Rock and Roll. That'll be interesting. And some some Sonny and Cher. And also, if we have enough time, some Shwetanshu Tawari. So that'll be...
Chief, I think you want everyone in the show at the studio dancing with that song that you chose.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Greece, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from India, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just helping us make this world a better, special place in the universe. And so thank you all for joining us. We're going to start off with some energetic music, and this is from Mephistopheles, and their song is called Lucifer's Hell Ride. So let's have a listen to that, and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
was Mephistopheles and their band from Argentina, and that was their song Lucifer's Hellride. And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegdesk. He's Mi'kmaq from the East Coast, and he's a high diving champion of the world. And we'd like to welcome him. How are you doing, Wegdesk?
I'm doing awesome, Chief. Thanks for having me on the show. As always, it's a blessing to connect with you guys and everybody around the world listening, brother. Shall we get into this show with some deep breaths?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much for leading us through those.
Of course. Let's get our body ready for these deep breaths by relaxing any place we might have tension. Sometimes the shoulders, sometimes the jaw, the belly. Deep, deep inside of us, let's just relax. You're safe, you're happy, you're healthy. And let's breathe in through the nose and then release everything with a big sigh. Let's do three of them, all right? Three, two, one, in through the nose. Let's go. Two more. And one more, all the way in with the good. And let the bad go.
Wow. There we go. I'm swimming already.
Oh, man, it's so awesome just getting that oxygen deep into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and getting us all fired up and ready for our show and our subject, which is on compassion. And would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, Chief. Compassion's obviously very important because it reminds me of the golden rule. Whatever I do to others will be done to me. Mm-hmm. And so compassion is that idea that we want to be kind to others. We don't want to be difficult or make anybody's life any more difficult because life's tough enough as it is. And I think everybody really wants to be compassionate. We all know nobody wants to give somebody else a hard time. But I think what I want to focus on today with compassion, which will make being compassionate easier, is being good to ourselves. You know, how about being compassionate to ourselves first? Doing things, you know, considering things like, how are my finances? Am I stressed out with money right now? Mm-hmm. If the answer is yes, then I better be careful. I might be on edge with others. Am I getting enough rest, exercise, and good nutrition in my life? If the answer is no, well, then I got to be careful because I might be a little bit grumpy with others because I'm not looked after myself very well. So on a little flip here, instead of compassion being about others, I want to remind others to be compassionate to yourself so that you can be compassionate and just easier, better, and happier, healthier person around others. So that's what I got to say about it, Chief. How about you?
Well, it was a really interesting thing that because I deal with a lot of people in the public and I see a lot of people and it just reminded me of Counselor Fari because she was a very compassionate person. She was always looking out for people that were down on their luck and unfortunate. And so she was always reaching out to them and wanting to improve their lives and their moment at the time. Because sometimes we do go down a dark path. And it gets us into a loop of negativity, which I've struggled with all my life, I guess, and not really even knowing it. But now that I reflect on myself and my life, that those were things that I would go into where things would just turn black in my life. And it was almost like a blackout. Where, you know, I would just go through a week and then come out the other side and finally see some light. And I think that's what we all go through sometimes. And as long as we learn to recognize that in ourselves, we can see it in other people and learn to be compassionate. It's something that we all have to work on. I myself am working on it heavily. And it's a great thing that I was able to witness from Counselor Fari and learn to adjust myself and try to become more compassionate.
So, I agree, Chief. We were both very fortunate to benefit from Counselor Fari's compassion. And I know that we've both been able to go on and pass that compassion forward, including the show, which you show up for every single Thursday, brother, with everybody in the studio. Thank you so much for having me on. Keep up the good work, and we'll say bye for now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And you have a great week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Me too, brother. Yeah. All the best. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Always a great time to hear words from him and get some wisdom. And he's a very compassionate fellow himself. And we really appreciate when he comes and makes it on to our program. So we're going to continue on with our program. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with Nbubiishkin from California. And he's got a song chosen for us. And this one's from Aerosmith. And it's called Living on the Edge. So let's have a listen to that. And hopefully we'll get a hold of him and be speaking with him. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
a beautiful song. That was Aerosmith, and their song was called Living on the Edge. And we'd like to acknowledge our brothers and sisters out in China. Thank you so much, and we appreciate your comments and just your appreciation and participation with our program. And also, Charlotte, thank you for interpreting and giving us some insight from China.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Many thanks to yes. you, Charlotte.
Yeah, I think your show is great to include everybody.
Yes, thank you. And we also have with us right now my brother Nbubiechkin, that's his traditional name, from California. He's living down there. And that was his song that he brought for us, Aerosmith, Living on the Edge. Welcome to the program, Nbubiechkin. How are you doing?
Oh. I'm doing good.
Well, that's so awesome. That was a very big song. Brought me back many memories from that time and era. And we used to be living on the edge all the time. So we have our subject today, and it's on compassion. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
And compassion, huh? It seems kind of rare today, nowadays. Like, if there was more compassion, there'd be less of everything that's going on now, where everybody's fighting with everybody, everybody's blaming everybody. When they could just be talking it out and trying to figure out the solution to it, instead of just keep complaining and fighting about it. You know, it could be just like, oh, I'm sorry, like, you know, what can we do to help you? Not trying to fight them, trying to blame them and keep blaming them for it, you know? We all need to come together and, you know, start caring about each other and, you know, start listening. You know, because, yeah, you could have had a bad day, but there's also somebody that's had a worse day. You know, you could just be like walking down the street and just say hi to somebody, and maybe that changed their day for the day, you know?
Yeah, it's something that also takes effort, because you know, we could have feelings for other people, but when we don't express it, it just stays inside us. And I believe with compassion, it's more of an action, just like you were saying. You know, just say hello, say some kind words, or just acknowledging the existence of somebody can make a big difference. And I believe what you said, you know, where right now it is lacking in the world, and a lot of times we get stuck in our own little journeys and life, and we forget that, yeah, there's other people on this planet with us that, you know, it would serve the world better if we did share some compassion and some effort in making a positive step in this world.
Yeah, just act like a human. That's all you need to do.
Yes.
Instead of acting, like, get out of your own little bubble every once in a while and let somebody in, or let somebody know how you feel about them, you know. It's expression, you know, person's expression, how they feel. If you don't know, you don't know how they feel. You know, they could just be like, something could be eating them up inside, and if you just start talking to them, maybe they'll let it out, and that'll help them relieve some of that pressure that they're under that you don't even know.
Yeah, and we did have some comments from China, and They were saying that it has something to do with mercy also. And, you know, if we have mercy in our hearts in the first place, then we could have compassion. So it's very interesting because, you know, now that we're expanding our program and we're getting feedback live from, like, people all over the world, and especially from China. So it's very interesting that we can speak the words of other people that can chime into our subjects. So we appreciate you for, you know, putting some thought into bringing us some music that can bring us some of that compassion on our subject. Because, you know, people living on the edge, a lot of us have been down that path where, you know, things are risky, things are tough, and we never know what we're going to be facing. And like you said, you know, we don't know. That person could have lost their pet. They could have lost their parent or a brother or a sister. And that's when we can have that feelings of mercy and compassion and make this world a better place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just acknowledge them.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, so we really thank you for, you know, joining us and giving some of your time and expressing, you know, things that that have affected you and can you can bring to our program and give us some insight, especially coming from the Native background, Aboriginal background, Indigenous, Indian, you know, it's all the same. And we do have a lot of listeners in the Indigenous communities all over that listen in and can just have a voice of that's similar to them for what they've gone through on the reserves all over. So, yeah, we'll have to say bye for now. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with Shkwait Shachlach. And we'll get back to Mbubi Ishkin. We lost him in with technical difficulties, but we'll talk to him later. So anyways, we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. And so we're going to be speaking with Shkwait Shachlach next. And we're going to play him his song, which is Slap Bass Boogie Blues. And this is wild 1950s boogie rock and roll. So let's have a listen to that. Let's have a listen and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
All right, everybody, grab your partner. It's time to slap that bass and boogie the blues away. Woke up this morning feeling kind of low. But then I heard that bass slapping to and fro.